The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, yeah, so we had the Gospel passage on Sunday, right? So you say, okay, well, you had it on Sunday, probably don't have to preach on it today, right? It's like, yeah, okay? You don't know me very well. So this is, okay, yeah, the true vine. This is Jesus, okay? Jesus as Israel in person is inviting us to participate in that world-saving mission. And so God is gathering a people to himself to live lives of holiness and justice, and really to bring healing and hope and restoration to all of creation. We get there, we get into that movement by Jesus, who is the vine. We participate in it only in as much as we participate in the life of Jesus. So this is that first little thrust of the passages. This is who we are. Right, so we see who Jesus is. He is Israel in the flesh. He's the new Israel. Who are we in light of the fact that he is the new Israel? Well, we are caught up into the new Israel movement. So we're to be also people dedicated specially to God and people who live totally for him and his purposes. We have some sense, okay, I want to do this in light of the fact that we're celebrating May 1st, St. Joseph the Worker, right? May Day. We're going to overcome communism here, and we're going to extol the virtues of work. Okay, I didn't say capitalism because I'm not going to take a position on it. I'm going to take actually a very nuanced position. I'm allowed to. I'm trained in economics. Okay, so I know enough to be very dangerous on the matter. I should say I know little enough to be very dangerous on the matter. So we can talk about that some other time. But we'll extol the virtue of work because, of course, when Adam and Eve were in the garden, were placed in the garden, they were placed in the garden to work. Okay, so I know sometimes we have this understanding, like human life, yeah, if it weren't for sin, if it weren't for the fall, if it weren't for the chaos and confusion that we bring into the world as a result of our own rebellion against God and the rest, our lives would just be like, nice, hanging out on the beach, drinking whatever we drink on the beach, okay? But it's not why we were put into the world, why God put us into the world. He put us into the world to work. But he put us into the world to be about a special work. It was bringing earth to heaven and bringing heaven to earth. So praying and then loving. Praying and loving should be, for us as Christians, the only thing we ever do. Okay, so I know that doesn't sound right, does it? Yeah, it does sound right. Okay, let me say. Okay, love, what I mean by love, so pray, I think we get that. We're turning ourselves over to God. We're praying, we're dedicating ourselves to him, we're praising him, we're loving him, we're adoring him, all this kind of stuff. All this upward movement of self and of spirit is prayer, okay? And love is what comes the other way. So love is, he's pouring his love into us, and then we're channeling it, or we're allowing that to be what drives us. So love is our animating force. Now the great thing is, anything we do in that realm, say like anything we do animated by love, is for God's purposes. This is our bearing fruit. So we look at the, if we want to look at the dignity of work, and I think Pope Pius XII would love us to do that. We look at the dignity of work, then we will see that the dignity of work the application can be anything, but the motivation cannot. So the motivation, the animating force of work ought to be charity. And for us, I would say, gets to be charity, precisely because Jesus is making those connections, and he's the one inspiring us with his own life of love. He's breathing his own life of love into us. He's nourishing and sustaining us with his own risen body and blood, which is nothing other than love, the love of God made flesh for us. Okay, so this is the dignity of work. Any human endeavor and activity, I shouldn't say any, right? Because there are some that are debased, right, and debauched, and they, you know, the enslavement of peoples in any number of ways and taken advantage of people, and we all know that. Okay, but any honest work can become the place of not only sanctification of self, but also of the restoration of the world. Any human endeavor or activity taken on, say, inspired by love and animated by charity, has the capacity to renew and restore. Renew us, restore the world. This is what God wants to see. This is why we as human beings are in the world. Now, we look at the passage and say, okay, well then, this is how we are to accomplish it. We find ourselves grafted onto the vine. Okay, so we are grafted onto the vine, so we draw life from Jesus so as to bear fruit. In prayer, we draw life from the heart of God so that we can bear the good fruit of the kingdom, or the good fruit of, I would say, justice, but I mean justice very, very broadly, in the sense of, you know, the ordering of the world, and even more, the raising of the world, because that's what the love of God in us and through us wants to accomplish, the raising of the world, the raising of his fallen world. So that's the fruit that we produce when we are grafted on the vine. We see here, anyone who does not remain in me, I want to go through it because it sounds ominous, but it's not. It's actually not that ominous, I think. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither, because you're a branch and you're not on the vine, so that's what's going to happen. It's all very matter of fact. It's just, a truth statement. People will gather them, throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. Of course, well, so we either serve the purposes of God or we serve some other purposes. And branches really only have, at least in Jesus' retelling it here in this passage, two purposes. Stay on the vine and bear fruit, you know, or fall off the vine and bear fruit for someone else, which is to be burned. Okay, this is not the language of hell, by the way. Okay, he has language to do that kind of thing. But that's not it. Although we will say, as Christians, right, hooked into the Lord of life, grafted onto the vine, to be separated from him is a living hell. Okay, so we have some sense of that. And also, you know, to be separated from him is also to live a withered life that is fit for burning. That's all, you know, like, so when we commit ourselves to human endeavor and activity that isn't part of, say, bearing fruit for the kingdom of God, it's bearing fruit for something else, right? This is fruitless activity. And we don't want to be in the position of giving ourselves over, giving our lives, our time, and our efforts over to fruitless activities. So in order to be most fruitful, we allow ourselves to be gathered by Jesus. We give our yes to his great yes to us. Because, of course, the good news in the passage at the end of the day is that he has called us. He has called us to bear fruit. And if he's called us to bear fruit, then he will equip us to bear good fruit. And as certainly as he sends us out today, having received the love of God made flesh for us, he's enabling us to bear the fruit of charity for everyone that he causes to come in contact with us today.